On October the 11th in the year of our Lord, 2012, Pope Benedict XVI of happy memory inaugurated the special Year of Faith to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the opening of the Second Vatican Council and the 20th anniversary of the promulgation of the Catechism of the Catholic Church. During this Year of Faith, we have read the documents of the Second Vatican Council. We have studied the Catechism of the Catholic Church. We have reflected on believing in the Gospel of St. John during the Lenten Lecture Series. During this Year of Faith, 30 people are now attending our RCIA classes on Thursday nights. 45 people participated in our End of the Year of Faith project as by a new Pentecost. Some people joined a Bible study or a prayer group. Others listened to Father Robert Barron on the new evangelization. Many added a holy hour of adoration before the Blessed Sacrament or started coming to daily Mass. We were inspired by Father Warkelwitz to adore the Lord's body and blood for 1 hour each week. We were inspired by Raymond de Souza to believe both scripture and tradition, faith and good works. We were inspired by Ben Frost to be courageous. We were inspired by Michelle Steele twice to be pure and chaste in our thoughts and actions. Our young people participated in Totus Tuus, in Net Retreats, Steubenville North, and Camp Summit. And most importantly, more and more and more people have been making frequent confessions. The greatest, greatest crush to the enemy is a good confession. More and more people have been coming home to the Lord's mercy and forgiveness. I do sincerely pray that the past 13 months have been an opportunity for you to grow in your knowledge and love of the Catholic faith. I hope that many of you, like all of our grade school children, have the Act of Faith memorized, and you can pray it by memory every day, even if we no longer pray it together in church. Most of all, I hope and pray that in the past 13 months, you have had, as Pope Francis says, a personal encounter with the living Lord Jesus, who calls us and reveals his love. But making an act of faith this year was not always easy. Sometimes what Jesus was asking us to do was very difficult. Sometimes what Jesus revealed to us didn't make a whole lot of sense. Sometimes our faith was put to the test. But with the courage and the strength that comes from God the Holy Spirit, we were able to make a leap of faith into the arms of Jesus, abandoning ourselves totally to him, trusting him completely, because we firmly believe that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, who can neither deceive nor be deceived. And now, after 13 months, we bring our Year of Faith to a happy end on this glorious solemnity of Christ the King. By believing in Jesus, we make him the King of our minds and hearts. Believing in Jesus means he rules our lives, our families, our parishes, our communities. On Wednesday of this past week, Holy Mother Church asked us to reflect on Jesus as King in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. In that passage, Jesus told a parable that goes like this. A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself. His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, "We do not want this man to be our king." But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, the king said, "Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them in and slay them in my presence." This important parable that Jesus tells, like all of his parables, is a story about himself. Jesus comes to a distant country, to our planet, to obtain the kingship. And many did not want the God-man to be their king. All of the fallen angels did not want Jesus to be their king. So the devil sent a delegation to our planet to tempt us and to make it known we do not want this man to be our king. I can't think of anything more tragic. The pride and the arrogance that says we do not want this man to be our king. How could anybody say that? And then I look at myself in the mirror, and I see, sadly, because of sin, sometimes I don't want Jesus to be my king. I want to be king instead. We want to be queen bee. We want to be the supreme ruler. And as the parable indicates, if you do not want Jesus to be your king, you will not survive. If you do not want Jesus to be your king, it will mean death in your soul. Eternal separation from God. In today's Holy Gospel, Pilate had an inscription written and put on the cross that read, "This is the King of the Jews." And the chief priest said to Pilate, "Oh, no, 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 don't write, 'This is the King of the Jews.' Write instead, 'This man claimed to be the King of the Jews.'" And Pilate answered, "What I have written, I have written." Because Pilate had written the truth. Jesus Christ is the King of the Jews and of the Gentiles and of everyone in the whole world. Unfortunately, they did not want to admit that Jesus was indeed their king. "We do not want this man as our king." Sometimes we do not want to admit that Jesus is our king. That's because other things rule us. Greed and arrogance and pride and comfort and ambition and envy and anger. And so in a very moving sermon, St. Bernard of Clairvaux prays, "And now, Lord Jesus, come and remove the stumbling blocks within the kingdom which is my soul, so that you who ought to may reign in it. Greed comes along and claims its throne in me. Arrogance would dominate me. Pride would be my king. Comfort and pleasure say, 'We shall reign.' Ambition, detraction, envy, anger fight within me for supremacy and seem to have me entirely in their power. But I resist insofar as I can. I struggle against them insofar as I receive your help. I protest that Jesus is my Lord. I keep myself for him, since I acknowledge his rights over me. To me, he is God. To me, he is the Lord, and I declare I will have no king but the Lord Jesus. Come then, O Lord, rout them by your power, and you will reign in me, for you are my king and my God." Isn't that a beautiful sermon? Isn't that a beautiful prayer by St. Bernard of Clairvaux? As we conclude this year of faith on this glorious solemnity of Christ the King, I invite you to please join me in making an act of faith. An act of faith that says, "I want this man. I want this man, the God-man, Jesus Christ, to be my king." Join me in praying with St. Bernard, "Come, Lord, rout out my greed, arrogance, pride, comfort, pleasure, ambition, detraction, envy, anger, any sin that has been reigning in my soul. Come, Lord Jesus, in your mercy, rout them out by your power, so that you alone will reign in me, for you are my King and my God. I will have no king but the Lord Jesus. Amen.